This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Another city in northern Iraq is in the control of U.S. and Kurdish forces. Mosul, one of the most populous cities in the north, was abandoned today by Iraqi fighters as American forces and their Kurdish allies moved in. Yesterday, Kirkuk was seized. This leads to Crete, Saddam Hussein's hometown, as the likely last stand for the Iraqi regime. The fall of Iraq's northern cities to Kurdish forces is causing concern within Turkey. NPR's Nick Spicer is at U.S. Military Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. So another northern city goes up without much of a fight.
That's right. In fact, it went down with a surrender. We were told at the daily briefing today by Brigadier General Vincent Brooks that an American Special Forces commander had accepted the surrender of the army's, the Iraqi army's 5th Corps commander, and that was how Kurdish militia and American troops were able to move into the city, where they're now trying to stop widespread looting. We also hear that some of the reports that another northern town yesterday, which fell, Kirkuk, may have occurred when Kurdish fighters got ahead of their American commanders. We have been hearing that. However, General Brooks today said that was not the case. It was a concerted, intentional move. We do know that the Kurds were very keen to get there, however, because of the considerable wealth in the surrounding oil fields. Now, the fall of these two cities, as you say, in the north leaves just Tikrit, which is Saddam Hussein's hometown and his power base. There are no reports of major fighting there now, although we understand that U.S. Special Forces are operating the region and that large numbers of U.S. troops are moving there.
And Kurdish victories make Turkey nervous.
Absolutely. The presence of the Kurdish fighters in those two cities was worrying Turkey. The Turks fear that the Iraqi Kurds may use these cities and the surrounding oil fields and wealth associated with them to create an independent Kurdish state right on their border. And since, as you know, there are many Kurds in Turkey, the Turkish government is worried that that will encourage a separatist rebellion on its own territory. So there's been a lot of diplomatic activity since Kirkuk fell yesterday. We understand now that the Kurdish fighters are leaving or have left. The Turkish government is saying that it has received assurances from Washington that they are gone and that American troops have taken their place. Turkey is also planning to send in military observers to make sure that things stay that way. To give you an idea of what's at stake, the fear is that Turkish troops will cross the border and set off a war within the war to squelch any attempt to create an independent state. So there are considerable things at stake.
What about the two Muslim clerics who were stabbed to death yesterday in Najaf?
That was the other big news this morning, and it is seen as a setback for American hopes to have local leaders take over the sort of leadership that has fill the leadership vacuum that's created by the fall of Saddam Hussein's government. What happened was two Muslim clerics met in what was supposed to be a reconciliation ceremony, sort of with the sponsorship of the American military. One of the men killed was Abdul Majid al-Hui, who's a major opponent to the government of Saddam Hussein. He had come back from exile in London last week. He was urging the local population to cooperate with American troops. The other cleric killed was Haider al-Qadir, who was part of Saddam Hussein's Ministry of Religion and said to be widely hated. There was some kind of pushing and shoving, and then the two men were rushed by a crowd with knives and stabbed to death. This was going to be, or meant to be, a significant event for planners here. We understand that two helicopters full of journalists were flown in to witness what was hoped to be a ceremony of reconciliation. However, that didn't work out, obviously.
How's the military getting out information about wanted Iraqi leaders?
Well, we have a new way of getting people familiar with the faces and names of the 55 leaders that the American military would like killed or arrested. It's a deck of playing cards, 55 cards with the names of leading figures of the Saddam Hussein government. The idea is to have soldiers and Iraqis walk around with the pictures and better recognize these individuals.
NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar.